The National Student Radio Conference 2013.
Ben Cooper, a name that literally makes everyone in radio shut up and listen. Yeah, he's a little bit like God to us all and everyone wants to impress him, but deep down, he's just like everyone else. I mean, listen to his most embarrassing career move.
So I used to produce Jo Wiley when she was on Radio 1, and we had Eddie Izzard as a guest, and he came in, and this was the time when he was doing stand-up, and I loved Eddie Izzard. And I'd seen loads of his sort of DVDs, and I'd been to see him perform, etc. So I was really excited, really quite nervous about meeting him and stuff. And then what happened was, I actually started sort of talking like Eddie Izzard to Eddie Izzard about sort of how the interview was going to go, and he kind of just looked at me as if I was a kind of blithering idiot. And that was probably the moment where I thought, you know what, I'd quite like the earth to open up and swallow me up.
What an absolute cringer. No, seriously, I can imagine his lot have done a lot worse during this conference, but you know what, he still gets starstruck. Have a listen to this.
I do still love my job, because you do meet amazing people. So only the other week I was in the studios, and it was Current Relief show with Nick Grimshaw, and I managed to somehow manipulate the situation so that I met Kate Moss and was very sad to sort of go, my assistant really wants a photo with you, Kate, do you mind? And managed to get the photo with the assistant. Then went, oh well, if the camera's here, well, can I have a photo as well?
It's Kate Moss, good call, photo bombing your assistant. On a more serious note, I did wonder if Ben has any diva tendencies.
Myself? Oh yes, only blue M&Ms. I don't think I have any diva tendencies. You'd have to ask my staff that. Oh, okay, I'm being heckled here from behind me over my shoulder. Apparently, I like people to be on time. I do like people to be on time. If programmes can start on time and the news can start on time, why can't meetings start on time? There we go, you got me on my sofa now.
That's nothing too bad. He seems like an alright boss. But to what extremes have people actually gone to work for him?
So people do all sorts of things to get jobs or get noticed with a demo. I've had people send in tea bags attached to CVs saying, look, I'll make you a cup of tea. I've had someone send in an actual CD player with a CD of their demo in it. Probably the most extreme, though, that I've seen is someone sending in a blank check.
Seriously?
Someone sent in a blank check with their CV.
Okay, so that's a bit weird. But if you want to be a bit more normal and bribe Ben with alcohol, what's his drink?
My favourite drink is Jack Daniels and Diet Coke with loads of ice.
A man with expensive taste, it seems. So you've bribed him with a bevy. Now you need a little bit of music to go with that. So I asked, if Ben could play one song all day, what would it be?
Oh God, I have no idea. I've got ridiculous variety of music tastes. If it was a record, can I cheat and say an album?
Oh, go on then, seeing as you are Ben Cooper.
Okay, if it was one album that I could play. At the moment, I'm raiding my old sort of CDs, and because I just moved house, so I'm going through all that CD collection going, can I throw this out, can I not throw this out? So the album that I would love at the moment is Spiritualized, Ladies and Gentlemen, We're Floating in Space. So that would be the one at the moment. It'll change next week.
Finally, it was once said by Ben himself when he was a producer to act now and beg for forgiveness later. But is this the same now he's the boss?
I did say rather stupidly to Chris Moyles when I was his producer that better to ask for forgiveness than permission. And that did live to haunt me a little bit. But I think radio's moved on. I think things have changed. I think it is probably now better to get permission. But I would say that that you can still take risks, you still can be creative, you still can come up with stuff that should surprise audiences, etc. But this day and age, with everyone being accountable for so many different things, I think probably best to check first.
So there you have it. Ben did say in his speech that the most important thing to remember when approaching Radio 1 is listen, watch, share. But buying him a Jack Daniels can't hurt either.
The National Student Radio Conference 2013.